Praise the Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom for such a time as this. The opening song is You Are Holy from Lisa McClendon. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a good Sunday morning, good Sunday morning service if you went to church. Just glad that you are here listening. So today I want to talk to you about a reconnaissance mission that the Lord sent me on. And I think I mentioned this in a previous episode. But once I put the episodes on, I have a hard time remembering what I talked about before. But I think I did share that the Lord was sending me on a reconnaissance mission. So in a reconnaissance, that is a preliminary survey to gain information. So it's a preliminary survey for the purpose of gaining information, especially on an exploratory military survey of the enemy territory. So, you know, I mentioned before that I'm in between churches and I'm visiting, trying to find a home church. And so the Lord impressed it upon me to go visit a type of church that I have never really had an interest in. I shouldn't say that because back when I was younger, when I first got saved, I actually joined, you know, a mega church. But at this age and this stage in my walk, I really don't have a desire to be a part of a large church. I mean, I don't mind large, but let me just say mega. We got thousands and thousands of members. That's not me. That's where, you know, it's not my comfort zone. It's not, I don't want to be a part of something where I don't feel like I'm a part, you know, because it's so huge and you don't know the people. You're not getting to know the people. So that's not for me. Now, for some people, that's what they love being in the mix of that, especially if it is a popular mega church, because it has got so many things going on within a mega church. They got the resources and they can offer so many things, and people kind of gravitate towards that. But that's not me. It's not my interest. But the Lord impressed it upon me that He wants me to visit a couple of these churches in my city. So I did it. I went, and over the past three Sundays, I had an opportunity to go to three different ones. But He gave me two specific names, and I went to one of them one Sunday and went to another two this following Sundays. So briefly, again, it's a reconnaissance mission where the Lord said He wants me to just go and observe and to gather some information. So I wasn't quite sure what I'm supposed to be gathering, but I can observe. So the first one that I went to, I didn't think that I was going to like it, because once again, I am, you know, come from a small church, maybe 200 people. And some people, and they don't even come all the time. So they have that many people on the roll, but you never have had that many people actually physically present in the church service. So, and then you know the members, you know the members' families. It felt really like family. That's what I'm used to. And these mega churches, I feel like you can go in there and really get lost and nobody know you. You can slide in, you know, and nobody will know you from Adam. But they have a lot of small groups, and you can get hooked up to one of those small groups. Because when I was younger, when I first got saved in the 90s, I joined a mega church in the city that I was in. But when you're younger, you're looking for different things, you know. And so you can hang right there. And they have a singles ministry, and, you know, they got all kind of different ministries that you could be a part of, some small group that you can get to know. So I've had that experience, and I liked it when I had it. And I just enjoyed the praise, the worship, all these things, but I was in a different space, in a different level of my walk, and it was the beginning of my walk, actually. So, but anyway, back to the church. So the first church that I went to, well-known pastor, TV show, all these things, thousands of members, huge, huge facility. Sanctuary is huge when you go in. But when you first walk into the place, the ushers, I come out of Baptist, so the usher's going to have on either a white suit or a black suit. But in these mega churches, the ushers are wearing jeans and t-shirts, and they don't say usher. I can't even think of the name, what the words were on the back, but you know that they work or volunteer in the hospitality area, hospitality ministry. But when I walked in, it was my husband and I, just the two of us, and we walked in, and it is a huge, huge lobby. It is a huge lobby when you walk in, but the people were so friendly at the front, at the door. They let us park up front because we were guests, and we walked in. It was a rainy day, and the people were welcoming at the first door they let us in. We walk in, there's somebody smiling and welcoming us in. They got the guest services in the middle of the floor. They got coffee on one side, and the people are smiling. They're genuinely happy to see you there, and you can feel that. So, okay, this is good so far. So then we go in into the sanctuary, and it's dark. Again, somebody's opening the door there, welcoming us in there, pointing us in a direction to go have a seat. And the lights are off because they're in the middle of their praise and worship. And the praise and worship team, they're getting down. The songs I knew, I was able to join in with their songs. But when I first walked in, everybody was standing with the praise and worship. Got to smoke, a huge band, people worshiping. The leaders are late 20s, early 20s to late 30s. And they're hip. They're dressed hip. They got their jeans on, the torn jeans. The girls' jeans are tight. The boys are wearing little jacket blazers with jeans and sneakers. Everybody got on sneakers. The preacher even got on sneakers. This new thing where everybody just wearing sneakers. So that's the new look. It's very trendy, but the praise and worship is lit. And so at first I'm thinking, I'm standing there, because I'm a little off, I'm put off by the attire, but I don't want to be judging. So you enter into worship, they draw us in, and the whole house is worshiping. There's a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere is what I felt. I felt the presence of the Lord in the place. And afterwards, the preacher comes in. He's got a great word. And at the end, they got a building fund because they're trying to build a new, bigger sanctuary. And the sanctuary is already big. Place is big. And it wasn't full. Now, I don't know if COVID had something to do with why it's not full, but it wasn't full. You haven't even filled this up. So why do you need another sanctuary that's even bigger? But he's trying to be bigger. So that turns out okay. And then I'm like, I go to the second church. End up there by accident. But it's also a mega church. I heard about it before. I go into there. Let me just say that the first church was a predominantly African-American mega church. The pastor is African-American, but it's mixed. You have some different races in there, but it's predominantly black. The second one is predominantly white, but it's a mix again. But the majority, the pastor is white. So we go into the, I can't even say if the pastor is white, because this one, we didn't stay to the end. And that's because this time it's my husband and my two kids, two of my girls. And we go in there, and immediately I'm put off with this one, because they have a large lobby as well, but it's not as large as the first one, but they're not as big as the first one. But their church and the facilities, it's a lot of facilities, it's big, and but it's not as modern or decked out as the other one, I should say. But anyway, they have as much space. But the way they lay it out, they're real humble in their furnishings and things like that. But when we went in, this time we're not greeted the same as we were in the first one. These people are caught up in a conversation in the lobby. Of course, they have their coffee, they're drinking and these kind of things. And then we go in through the second set of doors. It's two more people at the door. They're talking to each other. They have a bowl in their arms with communion cups. And they do mention to us, today we're going to have our communion, so grab one of the cups. And they keep talking to each other. So, you know, I didn't feel very welcomed when I went in there. But the minute we walk through the double doors, I stop. Because what I noticed, or what was happening, right in the middle is praise and worship. They got the band up front. I call it a band. And they are worshiping. The music is a little bit different. I didn't know those songs. The music is a little bit different than the other mega church. It's a little kind of sing-songy, you know, just kind of gets in your head. It's the same really high-pitched tone. But what caught me, the lights are on. There's no smoke. But they're children who are running from one end of the church to the other end of the church during praise and worship. Little kids, big kids, and they're crisscrossing in front of us, chasing each other. This is going on during the praise and worship. Now, as large as this facility is, you would think they would have a designated space for children's church, somewhere for the children to go learn about the Lord. But instead, you have kids who are running back and forth, playing with balls, playing with balloons, and some sitting in a circle playing some other game. There are adults who are standing in different corners, and they are doing something different. I don't know what praise that, you know, it was just odd. So I am vexed in my spirit, but trying not to be rude. This time we happen to be on the back row. Normally I don't sit on the back row. But this time I followed my husband. I sat on the back row. And thank God for that, because we had to leave. I tried to sit through it, but I was so vexed in my spirit by what I was seeing. Because I can't imagine playground activity during praise and worship. And then the people again were so laid back. They were coming in with cups of coffee and their water bottles. And I don't like they're going to some type of show. Like they were going to a show. There's so much going on in these different little pockets during the praise and worship. But they sauntering in and they got the coffee and they're chilling when they come in. Then you have a couple of young girls standing in front of you with shorts that are so short. It's just completely inappropriate for a worship service. So I'm sitting there. I sat down because I couldn't get into the music. So I sat down and I had to close my eyes because I don't want to see what I'm seeing. And in my spirit is torn up. I'm vexed. But I look at my husband and he seems to be in the music. My daughter sat down when I sat down, but my husband seemed to be into it, so I didn't want to bother him. But it got so bad. The more people I watched walk in with just this relaxed way and these drinks in their hands and these kids running back and forth, it just was getting to me. And so I closed my eyes and said, Lord, I just got to get out of here. I am not going to be able to sit through this. But I didn't want to be rude. Did not want to be rude. So I told my husband to switch places with my daughter so I could ask him to tell him. So I let him know I wasn't feeling this place. And he said, you want to go? But I didn't want to go because I didn't want to be rude. But I closed my eyes and the Holy Spirit is like, you don't know these people. It's okay to leave. So I told him I can't take anymore. Once the balloon that the kids were playing with landed in my daughter's face, I knew it was time for us to go. So we got up and we left right in the middle of praise and worship. And of course, people were looking, but I could not stay there. Then the third church that we went to, it was Mother's Day. Another mega, even more mega than this, the second one. But the building is like a huge mansion. It's gigantic, two stories, just packed. You know, you got to have parking attendants and all this stuff. Thousands of members. So when we get into this particular church, same thing, but their lobby is huge as well. Just as big as the first church that we went to. They got the guest services. They got the coffee bar. They had all of that stuff. So I'm just telling you the story. So because I was on a reconnaissance mission that the Lord sent me on. So I'm there to observe. I'm there to gather information because this is what the Lord told me to do. But I'm sharing so I can set up something for you here. But I went into the last one and it was huge, beautiful. Like they had these walls and the little courtyard area outside is huge. There are people sitting at pub style tables outside before you ever go in. Then you go in, you got the guest services over there, the coffee bar is over there, and you know, we're a little lost because it's our first time and we don't know exactly what to do and we're running a little bit late, but it's huge. So you get this feeling that you just walked into a theater and you're going to see a show and you need ushers to kind of lead you in, but it didn't have a church feel. So we try to go into the first floor. The usher stops us and says, unless you already had seats in there, we're full. So full, nowhere to sit. He points us in a direction to go upstairs. And so we stop at the guest services. Is this the way that we go? We ask him to go upstairs. Oh, yeah, go upstairs. So we have to go sit in the balcony, our second floor. And so it reminds me of, you know, the college gym, you know, for the basketball game. But we go up to the second floor, and I'm trying to go in through this left door. But that's the children's ministry. They got a whole wing. This place is so huge. The children's ministry has a whole wing. You drop your kids off in there, and then you go into this theater room. So, he points me. I went to the wrong room. He points me back in the other direction. So, we go into this room, and it's a lady just got a clicker, like at Costco's, you know. She's counting the number of people that are going in. And she says, good morning. And so we walk in there, and it's dark. And on the screen, they're sharing an announcement. So it's completely dark, except for what's on the screen. And the screen person is talking to us and telling us, you know, how their pastor search is going. But it's dark, so we can't see anything. There's no usher to lead you to a seat. We just have to stand there until there's enough light for us to see. Finally, that is done. The lights come up a little bit. Just a little bit of hair. It's still dark. And you look around. It is packed. That place is packed like a basketball game. Packed. Like it's two rival teams come together. So we have to go and find us this stadium style seating. And it's huge. And it has no feel like a church at all. And we were a little bit late. So we only got about 30 minutes of a service. And I say a little bit. So that means the service lasts about an hour and 10 minutes. And we probably got 35 minutes of a service. And it was Mother's Day. And the pastor, the interim pastor, was letting us know that they had llamas outside. And so mothers could take pictures with the llamas or family members could take pictures with the llamas. So I did not feel like I had gone to church at all. I was a little bit disappointed for the Mother's Day service. But they did give us a cake pop, and they did have llamas. And then at the end, the preacher said, you know, they'd already talked about some people don't have their mothers. So some of them may be grieving because they don't have their mothers. So if you feel like you need prayer, our prayer team is going to come up. And he spent about 30 seconds on that. Then he went back to spending 15 minutes talking about the llamas that were outside. So in one breath, he's telling you come down for prayer. And immediately he goes over to the llama talk. And so it was nobody came down for prayer because it's kind of, you know, you move right from that to the llama. So I walk out of that church and I got my cake pop and got separated from the family because I went out one door and they went out another door. So we got kind of separated and I had to go to the car and just wait. But while I was there, I'm thinking, Lord, what's going on? I've been to three different places and the first one, it felt like church. The second one, I don't know what that was at all. And this one, it's like I'm in an organization and not a church. You know, it's like I'm a big corporation or theater that I went to. So I'm getting a little weighted because I can't really find anything that seems to fit me right now. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to get from this? So again, he's sending me on a mission to gather information. And what did you want me to get? The first one I actually enjoyed. The second one, not so much. And the third one, not so much. But what do you want me? I know what I observed, the things that I observed while I was there. So this is what the Lord said. The first one, because I said to the Lord, I actually enjoyed the praise, Lord. I was able to enter into worship and it felt like church. And it felt like something I hadn't been a part of in a long time. And I really enjoyed it because I'm telling you, church is so different that it's hard. It's hard in this day to find a church. It is hard. Hard. And so I have been going from one to the other. And I have been missing good praise and worship. I have been missing it. So at the first church, oh my goodness, that stood out for me. And I said, even though they're dressed in these clothes and it's kind of off-putting in the beginning, Lord, I enjoyed that. I was able to enter to worship. I felt your presence. You were there. And the Lord said that, yes, he was there. But he was there because we were lifting up the name of Jesus. And I inhabit the praises of the people. But what we saw, or what I saw, was performance. The word that he gave me for the first church was performance. Okay? Church number one, performance. What's happening up there is they are performing. Even though they may be performing, the worship, the singing of the congregation, they're not performing. They are entering into worship. So I inhabit the praises of my people. So in the first church, he wanted me to get that there's performance going on. Okay? The second church, you probably can guess what the word was for the second church. The second church was irreverence. So church number one, there's performance. Church number two, irreverence. Church number three, man-centered. Okay? So in the second church where there was irreverence, you know, if you got kids running around doing praise and worship, there's nothing reverent about that. Okay? And I'll deal with this in the next episode. But the third church was man-centered. Now, that's not an issue in just mega churches. That's an issue in some smaller churches as well. So in man-centered, he's saying that they don't come to see me. They don't come for an encounter with me. They come to see man. They come to hear about man. They come to hear what I can do for them. So I got the impression in the third church, it was more like a TED talk. Didn't feel like church. It felt more like a TED talk. Okay. So those are the things that the Lord, the observations that the Lord wanted me to see. So that's the information that I gathered with those three mega churches. Performance, irreverence, and man-centered. That's what I walked away from with those visits. So I want to deal with that in the next episode. So I just wanted to set it up of where I'm going in the second episode concerning my visits and observations at the different churches. So that's all I have for you right now. Grace and peace.